Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, and welcome to Detroit Meets the Bard. I'm your host, Sam White, the founder of Shakespeare in Detroit. It's so exciting to be back and recording a podcast. It's been a while, and I have so much to share with you, so much to talk about. So I'm excited to chat with you for a few minutes today. First of all, I want to say that this past summer, 2015, has probably been one of the most amazing and impactful summers that I've had. I've had a lot of pretty great summers, but this one has been special for a number of reasons, and the biggest reason was because I got to return to the Utah Shakespeare Festival. And anyone who's been following the CID journey, CID, of course, is Shakespeare in Detroit. That's our acronym. But if you've been following our journey, you know that the inspiration for Shakespeare in Detroit came to me when I visited the Utah Shakespeare Festival back in 2008. It took a while for CID to come to life, but the inspiration was there because when I went to the Utah Shakespeare Festival and I had the most amazing time with my friend Sarah, who invited me there, I thought to myself, okay, if they can do this in the middle of the desert, then surely we could do this in Detroit. And years later, fast forward, we're doing it in Detroit. So I'm so grateful for the Utah Shakespeare Festival inviting me out to Utah, to Cedar City. I had an amazing time. I was a guest of theirs, and I also had the opportunity to visit a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful conference called the Statera Conference. It was a conference for women. It's a foundation, actually, for women in theater, and I think if you're a woman in theater and you're listening to this right now, you want to go to staterafoundation.org to learn more about it, and hopefully next year you can come to the conference, too. It was wonderful being in a room full of women who understood the plights, the journey, the challenges, the rewards for being a leader in theater, being a woman in theater, and yeah, I encourage you to go there. Staterafoundation.org. That's S like Sam, T like Tom, A T like Tom, ERA Foundation.org. But yeah, I had a wonderful time there. I went to the conference. I visited the company. I met a lot of members of the Utah Shakespeare Festival company. I met their wonderful, wonderful founder, Fred Adams, who gave me some incredible advice. I went and I saw three shows. I saw Tammy of the True, I saw Henry, the Fourth Part Two, and I saw King Lear, which I was excited to see on my last night there because, as many of you know, we performed King Lear in our last season in April 2015. And kind of just to piggyback off that, exciting news, on Monday night, this past Monday night, we won two Wild Awards for the Best of the Bard categories. The Wild Awards, if you haven't heard of them, make sure you check out EncoreMichigan.org, and you can learn more about it there. Is it EncoreMichigan.com? I don't know. Google Encore Michigan, and it'll send you right there. So thank you so much to our friends at Encore Michigan. I'm actually looking up the right address because I can't remember if it's org or com. Yes, it's EncoreMichigan.com. Check them out there. It's a hub for everything Michigan theater. And, yeah, we won Best of the Bard for direction. So our director, the wonderful artist, Franny Shepherd Bates, who directed our King Lear, she won for Best Direction. And then we had Julia Garlott, who played Cordelia, who won for Best Acting in a Shakespeare production. So congratulations to them. I'm so proud that Shakespeare in Detroit won Best of the Bard this year at the Wild Awards. It's a Wild Award, or if you get a Wild Award, Wild Awards are for professional theaters in Michigan. So it's very exciting because we are still so young. We also celebrated our second anniversary in August, on August 14th of this year. And so to be so young and to get such wonderful, wonderful accolades, it's really cool. And yeah, thank you, Encore Michigan. Thank you, Franny, for your work with Shakespeare in Detroit. Thank you, Julia. Thank you to the entire cast of King Lear. Thank you to Marygrove College. Thank you to Patrick Hanley, our glue. Thank you to Cal Schwartz, our amazing costume designer. Thank you to Gwen Lindsay, our set designer. Thank you, everybody, our interns, Megan Mazur, our marketing connoisseur. Thank you all. I want to tell you that we 2 years is only the beginning, and so we have a lot of work ahead of us, and that work includes the show that we're preparing for in March 2016. That's Julius Caesar. We're going to present that at Wayne County Community College District at their beautiful Taylor campus. The Taylor campus has a state-of-the-art theater, and we're going to present the show there. The show is directed by Adam Miller Bateau. I'm extremely excited to work with Adam and to bring his vision for Julius Caesar to life. We will also have, so that's in Taylor, but we're going to also have a surprise pop-up performance. The same cast will perform a comedy, one of Shakespeare's comedies. And I can't tell you which comedy that is because it's a secret. It's only for those who are on our mailing list. So we'll be giving you hints all season, and probably the night before the show you'll find out what you're coming to see, or maybe I won't tell you until you show up. But it's going to be great. It's going to be a midnight matinee, if you're familiar with midnight matinees, or the midnight matinees that the Globe does in the UK. It's kind of along those lines. They were the inspiration for that. But, yeah, I can't tell you the play. It's an exclusive invite for those on our mailing list. So if you're not on our mailing list, make sure you visit ShakespeareInDetroit.com to sign up for that exclusive event, exclusively for you and for you supporting us and following our journey. But, yeah, keep tabs on us. We have a lot of exciting things happening. A lot of people asked me why we weren't doing a show this fall 2015 for the 2015-16 season. It's because I decided instead of doing three or four shows a season like we've done before, we would only do two. So we'll do our ticketed show, Julius Caesar. We'll do our surprise performance pop-up show in Detroit, actually in the city. But we'll also do our free summer show as well. But I wanted to this season focus on quality more so than quantity. It's important to put all of our energies, our resources, and our time towards two great productions instead of kind of just pushing out good productions. Although I am, of course, proud of all of our work, I think that there's always room for growth, and I'm excited about putting everything we've got into two productions and giving the city the quality Shakespeare that I think it deserves, because as you know, this is my hometown, and so I feel like the city deserves, all of us who live here or like to visit here, because Shakespeare in Detroit isn't just for Detroiters, even though it's by a Detroiter, it's for everyone. But I think that having a quality Shakespeare performance in the city is important, and so that takes time, effort, and resources, and we're going to put all of those into two shows instead of three or four, so that we can give you the best show possible. It makes perfect sense to me. I hope it makes sense to you as well. Now, I have to tell you, the biggest thing that I wanted to share, a learning or something that I've learned the hard way, so that maybe you don't have to learn it the hard way, the way that I did. This is for all of my entrepreneurs out there. This is for my theater artists. This is for everybody. If you hear an ice cream truck coming down the street, it's summertime, and I'm currently on 7 Mile, so forgive the noise. It's one of the soundtracks of the city that I love, that I'm used to, that I grew up with. So, but forgive it, because this is a podcast, and you might be picking up on that noise, and I apologize. Anyway, self-care. I've learned that self-care is important, and in order to execute anything in life, whether you want to be the best parent, you want to be the best business owner, you want to be the best artist, you want to be the best friend in the world, the thing that you have to do is you have to take care of yourself first. And I learned that the hard way, because for a very long time, for the past 2-3 years for me, Shakespeare has been my biggest priority, and I kind of fell somewhere way below Shakespeare and Shakespeare in Detroit. I was somewhere at the bottom of my to-do list. But again, I learned that if you don't take care of yourself, you really can't take care of anything else. And it's important. It's important. So for everybody, all of my theater friends out there who are preparing for a new season, make sure that, I know there's a lot to get done. It's especially difficult if you're a producer, because producers kind of do everything. But make sure that at the top of your to-do list, you have yourself up there. And for me, taking care of myself first means exercising. That's big for me. I've neglected the gym. I've neglected healthy eating. And so I'm getting back into that routine, because if you're going to be a busy person, and when I say busy, because a lot of people use the word busy, I mean someone who's actually actively taking steps towards a specific goal, and there is some purpose and some passion behind what you're doing. But if you're a person who has a busy schedule, then you have to have the energy to execute everything that you need to get done. And if you're not taking care of yourself and your health, you absolutely will not be able to keep up with yourself. You won't be able to get all the things done that you need taken care of. So make sure that you're exercising, you're eating right, you're drinking plenty of water. I found, especially because we work outside in the summer, that it's so easy to become dehydrated. Make sure that you're taking care of yourself in that way. If you're someone who likes to get your hair done like I do, don't sacrifice that. Go and get your hair done. If you like going to get a massage, go get a massage. If you're in a relationship, make sure that you're still going out on dates, but take care of yourself. It's super, super important. I have so much to talk to you guys about because it's been so long. But last but not least, I'd like to invite you to come to some of the wonderful events that I'll either be speaking at as a panelist or that I'll be presenting at or talking at. The first one is an event by the Mitten Lab. That's the Mitten Lab, M-I-T-T-E-N Lab. They're having their inaugural fall 2015 kickoff event on Sunday, September 13th, 2015. The events begin at noon and then they end at 9 p.m. You can go to themittenlab.org to find out all about that. The cool thing is that I'll be on one of the panels. There's two panels, I believe. I'll be on the panel discussing the nature of or the state of theatrical work in the Michigan landscape. So, yeah, please come out to that and let's talk about theater in Michigan. I'll be there with a bunch of other wonderful theater leaders and artists talking about that. So, yeah, definitely make sure that you come out to that and let's chat. I'll also be on a panel. I was invited to be on a panel by my friends at the Detroit Chamber Winds and Strings. That panel happens on September 18th, and that's a Friday. Yeah, it's a Friday. So if you want to come to that, you can find out more by either visiting Detroit Chamber Winds and Strings Facebook page or searching for the 2015 Arts Intern Summit on Eventbrite. Or you can go to Shakespeare in Detroit Facebook page, and it's posted there as well. But, yeah, make sure you come out to that. And then I'll be in Chicago in October. So next month I'll be at the CUSP conference. That's C-U-S-P, the CUSP conference. It's a design conference. It's a super cool conference, by the way. I was so happy when they asked me to be a part of that. But, yeah, I'll be there talking October. And you can find out all about that, too, by visiting Shakespeare in Detroit's Facebook page. Yeah, go there, and or you can go to shakespeareindetroit.com, go to the About page somewhere. In the About text, you'll find a link which is going to send you right to the CUSP conference. But I'm super excited to talk there, and it's going down at the Museum of Contemporary Art, Chicago, next month. But, yeah, I'll be there in October. And then in November, I'll be at a really awesome conference. Stay tuned to ShakespeareInDetroit.com and then also to Shakespeare in Detroit's Facebook page to learn more about that conference. I'm not sure I can announce it just yet, but I'll be there. I'll be in Denver in November. So there's a lot going on. Hopefully more speaking engagements to come. I love speaking. Public speaking is my thing. I have fun kind of being in front of an audience and hopefully, I always hope, touching somebody so that they can go out and do what they love to do the way that I've been able to do what I love to do. I think it's a joy and it's a rarity in life when you're able to have a dream and it happens specifically. You know what I mean? Like you say, okay, I want to be a pilot and you find yourself 2 years later in an airplane. It's incredible because sometimes I'm very aware of the fact that not everyone who has a dream is able to make that dream come true, and I'm grateful. And so I wanna end this blog or this podcast by saying thank you again, especially to our audiences, because I'll tell you what, theater is, in my opinion, made for the audience, and there is no show without you guys. So thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for coming to our shows. We invite you to continue the journey with Shakespeare in Detroit, and I hopefully will talk to you in the next week or two. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.